program that Xcel just began offering called Renewable Connect. Renewable Connect allows customers to choose to have a portion or all of their energy sources from renewable, and it's a combination of solar and wind. And it is at a slight additional cost compared to what customers would pay otherwise. But the nice thing about it is it does give the customers the choice to go all renewable, and it's a known price over the term of their sign-up with us. It's not going to fluctuate because there's no fuel cost involved. So potentially over time, it could even be a cost savings. But it's one of those things, again, where we know what our customers, they really are interested in this. Not all of them, but a lot of them, and we wanted to give them that choice. And it's been a great success. It's fully subscribed, and we'll see how that plays out over the course of the year, and we very well may want to continue that with additional amounts of Renewable Connect that customers could sign up for.
Did I hear you say it's fully subscribed? That happened pretty fast, didn't it?
It sure did. The program was coming out. We were reaching out to customers we thought might be interested even ahead of time, but the subscriptions the sign-ups all happened within the course of about a month. So it was very popular.
And does that give you some indication, I think you alluded to it as well, about the attitude of your customer base toward this?
Yes. You know, we've got a diverse customer base, and some customers want more renewable. We're delivering in our standard energy mix to all of our customers over 50% carbon-free, and we are a leader in wind in the nation. So every customer is getting that energy mix, but some customers want more, and that's why we want to develop these offerings and products to give those customers that choice.
This is maybe a question. I'm not sure if you have the data broken down this way, but as long as we're on Renewable Connect, that's an interesting program. Do you have any feel for, is Renewable Connect, at least as far as a subscription so far, more popular in certain areas of the state than in other areas, certain parts of your service area?
You know, Bill, I don't have that information.
Yeah, yeah.
One thing I can tell you is that we had small business sign up, we had large businesses sign up, we had governmental entities sign up, and I was also open to residential customers. And we had people from all those different types of customers who signed up for Renewable Connect.
And did you say earlier that you would consider whether then to offer more, in other words, have the program be larger, and that decision has not been made yet? Am I understanding you correctly on that?
That's correct. We need to go through and get some experience with this first tranche, as we call it, and we're looking at about a year to make sure we've got a real good, solid understanding of how this works with our customers, and then we would define another step in the process, take it to our regulators, get approval, and then offer it to customers.